Our position is that this three-year ruling crisis is needless. Needless in the sense that at the end of 2008, when President Kufuor and the NPP were leaving office, we had an installed capacity of 2,800 megawatts. And the system peak demand projected to now was expected to be 2,700 megawatts, thereabouts. So why are we having a three-year crisis? We are having a three-year crisis simply because the energy sector has been grossly mismanaged.
To the president's credit, and I'm sure some people would agree with what the president said, that the power crisis, the electricity crisis, is the result of Ghana's economic success over the last decade.
That is totally false. If you look at our power profile, it is the household sector that consumes most of our power, not industry. How do you say you've succeeded economically when your growth of rate drops from 14% to 3.9? It is pure mismanagement. The plant capacity is there. If you can't buy $100 million worth of crude for your thermal plant, how do you attribute it to economic success?
The other side of it is that some people say that the New Patriotic Party, when it was in power, also made similar promises, and the Ghanaian electricity problem was never solved. So why are you criticizing the current government?
I beg to differ. The facts speak differently. When President Kufuor was faced with the crisis in 2006, guess what? He took emergency measures. We brought in 126 megawatts of an emergency plant. We brought in the mine reserve. We started the Bui Dam. We started Osono plant. Altogether, by the time he was leaving office, that capacity had grown from 1,180 megawatts to 2,800 megawatts. So he added over 1,400 megawatts to capacity. So why are we having a crisis? We're having a crisis because we are not managing the system well.
Is it true that all this is happening because this is election politics and then eventually?
As I sit with you, my power is off for the next 24 hours. There are barbers who can't work, seamstresses who can't work, welders who can't work, hairdressers who can't work. Factories are laying off workers. The mines have laid off over 4,000 workers as of last month. What is electioneering about it? The people of this country are feeling the pinch.